Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Week one of the national emergency, and the tension is mounting. I'm hunkered down here in my little house. Outside on the streets, they're deserted, though my wife says they usually are this time of night. I've been taking advantage of the quiet to fill more sandbags, check the generator, and look for that hand-cranked radio I got years ago. Never thought I'd need it. But then, I never thought our president would declare a national emergency. Or that America would be under attack from rapists and murderers, many of them children, on our southern border. We live far away, but these caravans do move fast. Seems like yesterday our president was in the Rose Garden rallying us to face the crisis. Immediately, he headed south toward the action, armed only with a five iron. I saw him on TV again at Mar-a-Lago, fueling up at an emergency omelet station, dressed for battle in a tracksuit. Gave me courage to face the hardships ahead. As for hardships, government offices and financial markets are closed. So are the stores in our neighborhood, so we can no longer lay in supplies. Of course, my wife says this was all because of President's Day weekend. Still, I listen for helicopters dropping food parcels. I peer through the curtains, hoping to see our heroic troops advancing toward the border. I wish I could join them, dangerous as it will be. Here, it's kind of boring. Cooped up with nothing to do but watch Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, C-SPAN, the BBC, RT, China Central TV, and the History Channel, searching for bulletins from the front. The days pass slowly, but I know the crunch is coming, and that each of us will be called upon to defend our way of life. The crisis is already taking a toll on my marriage. My wife thinks I'm nuts. She says this emergency thing is going to be overturned by Congress and the courts, and that it's really not an emergency. Maybe, but I'm taking no chances. I have my first aid kit, my freeze-dried meals. I've even started watching soap operas on Telemundo and Univision. If the worst comes, at least I'll be able to speak some Spanish. From the National Emergency, soy Donaldo Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.